Okay, I'm not so sure I can do talk better than what I wrote there. Okay, I'll see if I can expound upon the writing, which is obviously, when you're writing, you know, some people can read and see something and say, wow, that guy is smart, or he knows how to really articulate his words. Well, usually it's like, you know, the 12th revision, and, you know, he sounds like, oh my God, that guy is brilliant. I'm not saying that's what it sounds like when you read it. I'm just saying that, you know, it's harder to just on the first time to say it. I mean, how many times have you sat down and tried to make a recording on your telephone, and, you know, for say, oh, you know, I'm not here, you know, please leave a message. Some of us try to say something, we do it like 8 or 9 times before we finally get it. I'll start with the top, of course, the business blog. And I'm adding this e-store type thing from Amazon. It's kind of amazing, and it's kind of limiting too in a way. I mean, it's interesting that right now, like, you'll see the ad box down here. That's cool because I'm picking stuff that I really like that 55-inch wireless TV. I mean, how cool is that? You know, it's wireless, high def. A little small. It's only 55 inches, but still, you know, that's still pretty good. I think the price is like only like at 1,200 or something. It's really cheap. They don't list it there. They don't list it there because it's supposed to be too low. You know, national advertisers get upset, or national when we can find a really, really low price on certain products, so you can't put the price out there. Anyway, making this e-store, it is a little bit limited in its format. You know, I thought about, well, I can just build my. You can actually, if you wanted to, just build your own site and just use all their products and then get commissions off all of them. I mean, that's something you could think about doing, building your own shopping cart system if you want to. But really, you kind of have to use theirs for their A-store because the very end takes you to Amazon anyway. You know, what I'm trying to get is, after I get my major categories, just get these really like cool things, like, you know, stuff maybe didn't think was there, you know, like, I don't know, no, I can't use that item I was thinking of, but anyway, there's some really interesting things on Amazon that sometimes you don't even know that it's there, or you wouldn't even think to look for them. Like, you know, the breathalyzer keychains for like $8, you know, that's kind of cool, right? I mean, you know, who thinks of that? You know, you always want to use those machines. I don't know if you're, at least they used to have them in the years when I used to go to bars. I don't know if they don't really go there anymore, but maybe they have them somewhere. Still, you know, they cost like $1.50 or $2, you know, so you get your own little one. Anyway, building this has taken me back to when I had Gamers Guild and Anime World, which was a huge online superstore. I mean, basically, because what I had was an entire distributor, and the distributor had all these companies, and, you know, they distribute to all the retailers. Well, I had their entire inventory that I could put on, so I was like one of the very first to offer, you know, Japanese animation, miniatures, collectible card games, role-playing games, all that kind of stuff that I had built up at the time. And this before PayPal was even around. I mean, it wasn't even a word, you know, what PayPal was, giving money to your friend. There was no term even around. And eBay later came out with PayPal. I remember, well, they didn't come out. I remember when PayPal came out, and it's like, I go, what are you kidding me? I'm supposed to, like, use you to give money? Why would I even bother doing that when I can do it so many other places? Of course, now PayPal has gotten huge and big and has moved on. eBay at the time had just come out, and it had been out for a little bit, for about, I think, maybe about a year or two. Maybe 2 years is too long. Maybe less than a year. But anyway, it was, you know, it kind of takes me back to those times. And then it's just ironic, I mean, in a sense, and now here I am back to doing kind of the same thing in a way. Although it is much more, it's like the same thing, just with different tools, and we've moved up into a different age now, where you don't even need inventory in order to make money, which is kind of crazy, you know. I'm not even sure if it's going to make anything. Although I did have my first little sale, I gotta thank Joy for that, you know. He wanted a DVD. I won't tell which DVD it is because I just won't. Anyway, he bought a DVD, and went through the site here first. So even though I don't have that particular DVD he wanted on my site, he still went from here to there, and therefore I should get the commission on that. which would be great. I will, since this is going to be probably a huge undertaking, I am going to concentrate probably on March Madness soon. If some of you don't know what March Madness is, that's when the college, it's a huge tournament of, in, you know, NCAA, in NCAA tournaments. They have, like, different ones. They have, there's about, like, four or five different tournaments going on, but mainly, it's the main one, which everybody just calls it March Madness, even though it's really a bunch of different tournaments, but the main tournament. And there's some interesting tips and very interesting things, like the lowest seed against the highest seed. That's how they start off, you know, ranked team like number 32 against the number one. And number one has never, ever, ever in the history of these tournaments ever lost. Ever lost. Which means, and there are sometimes you can find a book that will actually give you a line on that. It's like, you know, you put up like $1,500. To win at $100. I mean, you have to put a lot of money up, but it's never, ever, ever lost. And it would be really, really hard for some really low-ranked team to beat the number one team, you know, ranked. It's just, you know, it's kind of like, okay. You know, it's like having a bunch of Magic Johnsons against a high school team. Just, you know. Well, that was a long time ago. Maybe I should use somebody a little bit more, you know, Kobe Bryant. Somebody or people might know who I'm talking about. Okay, anyway, there's a lot of little things like that. And what I have is this really nice little system for March Madness. And it's the only time I ever just grab, like, some money and just have some fun and have a party with it. All my stuff's all structured and I don't deviate from it. But this is one tournament where I do. And it's a little bitty, it's not even really a program. It's just different variations upon stats. And it just puts it in and spits out what the line's going to be. And now, of course, I'll get into it more. I don't even know why I'm spending so much time, because this is going to be a long conversation, obviously. And it's going to be really, really cool when I get it out there. Now, moving on to the personal blog here. You know, I went to Whataburger. They have this really good potato, egg, and cheese. It's just, you know, they use the hash browns for a potato, but, you know, it's fried and crispy in there, you know, and cheese they put on there. So I'm melted. I put some picante sauce in there. And garlic salt, of course, because I carry it with me in my truck, and kind of weird like that. And just eat that. It's crunchy, and it's just crunchy goodness. I mean, I just close my eyes, and I just savor every bite of that, you know. And I do it once a week, and I guess I could go every day, but what would be the point of it? Then it wouldn't be probably as good. And after that, I cruise on over there to Main Street, and when I first walked in, of course, Joy said, you know, what do you want, house or flavored? You know, it's what I always get, one of those two, depending on the flavor. Sometimes it's kind of not good. And I get the house, if that happens. But today, you know, cinnamon hazelnut, got to say, that's pretty good, so I took that. And then I was just kind of looking at the room, and I actually started writing this when I was there. And there's a group that's always there. Now today there was a couple of people who were knitting, so they were kind of taking that crowd, but usually the crowd, and they were there, they were just off to a different place, but usually the crowd is the local triathlete people, at least a couple of them, and biathlete, they're always talking about them, and a couple of them weren't there. I think they were out probably actually doing one this weekend, because usually there's more people than there was. Basically, I think these people who were left there today are the ones who just mainly run, and, you know, they do some biking and stuff, but not maybe as hardcore as these other people are. And sometimes it's nice to listen to them talk. I mean, it's still the same type of, you know, training and stuff, and the years, you know, and it's the last 20 years, you know, that I was doing this. So it's kind of interesting to hear them talking about the challenges that they have, and I mean, it's a group of them. You don't even have to be, you could probably be at one end of the place and hear them a lot of times. Not that they're like yelling, it's just that, you know, you just can hear them. Yeah, and it started making me think when I was writing this about the days, and I was, you know, and I don't really talk about it, you know, too much anymore, you know, because it's a long time ago when I went to China and stuff like that and represented Texas and track meet against them. in the cycling, I remember doing a Froster Fanny. I don't know if it's even still going on. The Froster Fanny with the biathlon. I remember racing at that time. At the time, even though Lance Armstrong was racing, really Chan McRae was who it was about. Chan McRae and Lance Armstrong were both kind of like coming up in there. And I remember being ahead of Lance until we got to the bike portion, and he kind of pulled away from me. But yeah, he was still a pretty good runner. Don't let anybody tell you he wasn't, because he was. He was a good runner. And at that time, there's people like Ken Sousa who had never lost. I mean, eventually he did lose one, but he was in a big bad wreck, and I don't even know if he finished or not. But Ken Sousa just straight up just didn't lose the biathlon. So he was like an amazing. And if you research him back in the 80s, probably around like 87, 88, you see some things. Some people talk about him still, but that guy was just phenomenal on the bike. I mean, and he was fast. He was a fast runner, really fast. I mean, you know, I couldn't beat him in running. And on the bike, just forget it. He'd just pull away from here. But he once rode up on the U.S. Olympic team. And he's riding, you know, and there's a group of them. He just catches up to him soloing, comes right up to him and everything. And they're talking to him for a little bit, and he's talking about him. And then he takes off. You know, so they start, you know, trying to catch him, you know, rotating out, going around and everything, trying to get up, you know, trying to draft, trying to whatever, and he just pulls away from them, all by himself, solo, and they just couldn't even keep him. I mean, that's how good this guy was, and I don't know what happened to him in the end, but I know he had a lot of sponsors back then or something, because he was always wearing all, he had the nice equipment and everything back then. All those years ago, and everything's gone, you know, it's all just memories that we have, and then we're here for today, now. It's, what did it all do, or make, or, I don't know, so many companies I've had and moved on, and, you know, so many, this stuff about being so athletic and going, it's gone, and everything's just gone. It's just weird. Of course, I like the way I worded it, so I'll go with what I said there. That's pretty cool. My cousin, for those of you who know my first name, don't just put JD in there, put my first name in there, you go, WWJT. He's all, man, he goes, I hate it because it's all I think of you. And I said, well, that's cool. And he's all like, no. Okay, so don't put my name there. Anyway, he started talking about, you know, his political, you know, he doesn't like to be called a conspiracy theorist because people have a negative spin on it, in which I guess it does, but, you know, some of the stuff is kind of, you know, and we talked about how, you know, government agencies, not so much, either there's corruption everywhere you go and everything, and people push their own agendas for what they want, you know, we have lobbyists and political activists and against certain things, but they always have their own values or whatever they want to happen, or big business, you know. You know, the FDA person with big pharma behind them, that's got to be crazy, you know. Textbooks written by drug companies. You know, it's just weird. Anyway, so he was talking about all that, and we got into that. He talked about his take on women. It's kind of interesting how, you know, they always are, at least according to him, how it's okay for them to do things and, you know, the men can't, and da, 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 da. He went off on that. He has a lot of good, not, I wouldn't say good, but he has a lot of interesting points about females that was kind of amusing. I guess if you're a male, might not be so amusing if you're a female. Damn him! Anyway. Oh, that's about it, I guess. I'm going to be heading downstairs. You know, that whole nice, cold, refreshing, thirst-quenching, effervescent. I mean, I was just going to make this all this. I said, okay, I'm just going to have a beer. You know what? And watch some 24. Now, usually I wait until 3. Yeah, I don't even know why I said that now. I was going to say, I'll usually wait till after my 3 a.m., and it's 2:31. So apparently I'll be taking a nap. I'm not even tired, so I don't know what that's going to mean. I can't believe my audio recording is still going. I mean, this is 14, 15 minutes on this thing. You know that's got to take up a lot of space, you know. It's a good thing I have unlimited HostGator. So guys, I will talk to you later. If you manage to sit through the entire thing, thank you very much. If not, Well, you're not listening anyway, so it doesn't matter. All right, you guys, have a great evening and morning, and most people are probably hibernating right now. I'm gonna go downstairs. Oh, and if you get a chance, why don't you buy me a beer? You can buy me coffee if it's in the morning, whichever's more comfortable for you. I don't want to put any pressure on you. All right, guys, talk to you later. Bye.